on Daf Nun Vav Amid Beis. We're in the middle of Teisvis. Teisvis had a problem. From the Gemara in Mishemais, it would seem that the reason Amoichesh Tachayv Lachabere Bechazar Umochlei Mochel, that the Malva could still be Mochel Dachayv, is because Mechirish Torus is Adarabona. In our Gemara that we're Mamayit Shtaris from Ainoah, it would seem that Mechir Shtaris are the Reiser. So Taisvis said a different shot in the Gemara in Mishemais. It doesn't mean not totally in Mechir Shtaris is the Rabbona. Taisvis said a different shot. Now Taisvis Inami. Now Taisvis a second Teretz. Afilu havi mecher shtachoyv derabono. We will take say this pshat, and this is the Rambam shita, that is why one can, the malve can be meichel dechoyv, because min ha-teire de mecher is nchal. So mechir shtos is ad derabono. So we have a problem. So how can we be memayit shtoris from aino, if mechir shtos is ad derabono? So Teisvi says, but there is a case that there should be a mechira shtar min ha-teire, and that there should be a no. Kigoin shehuvo alpe. Let us say there was a milva alpe. The malve lent the loive a milva alpe. And then, the malve wants that it should become a milve bishtar. So he comes over to the loive and he tells the loive, you know, I would like to make it a milve bishtar, and I understand I have to pay you for this to make it a milve bishtar, so I'll pay you. How much it is worth that I should now have a milve bishtar? There's a market value for this. And the loiva overcharged him. V'nosan lo yaisa midai kadei lasais shtar shibut. So that is the case of mechira shtoreis d'yeraisa. Now I'd like perhaps a little to elaborate on this teretz. The Rambam Shita is that Mechira Shtoris are the Rabbonim. And Taisis is going now in this Mahalach also. So Rab Chaim and the Rambam and Hilchus Mechira says, you know why Mechira Shtoris is the Rabbonim? The Ein Kinyonoi Bahashtar Moil Liknois Esachoiv. Yesh Chesorin Maise Kinyin. That means Rab Chaim says as follows. Rab Chaim says that if Reuven lent Shimon money, and now Reuven wants to sell the choiv to Levi, so the Rambam holds by giving over the shtar, by Reuven will give over the shtar that Shimon had written to him, giving it over to Levi, that is not a maisa kinyan on the choiv. The shtar choiv that Reuven has on Shimon, by giving this over to Levi, Levi is not koine the choiv by acquiring the shtar. The whole musig of shtar is we have a shtar mecher. Shtar mecher, the mecher sells to the lekeach, and he mecher shtar karkezu lecho. So good, that's a shtar mecher. So the shtar, which is making the kinyan, is saying that, that I'm selling you this karke, but giving over the shtar choiv to the lekeach, and through that he should be koine the choiv, the Rambam holds there's no such thing. So therefore, said the Rabbanan the Kir Geshef. Fine. But over here, if a loiva wants to be mishabet himself to the mouth, he wants to make it a milva bishtar. So here it says the loiva is writing a shtar to the mouth, but he's selling it. That means it wasn't a milva bishtar. He wants for making it a milva bishtar, he wants to get paid for it. He's overcharging him. So to make it a milva bishtar, That is take ashtar di reise. That means I mishabed myself to you. And the loiva can be mishabed himself through ashtar to the malva. So memele, there is such a inyan of mechirish shtoris di reise. Case number one. Case number two, the other way around. Oy hilvo bishtar, there was a milva bishtar, v'nosen loy haloyve yoysa midai sheyachsa loy hashtar v'yiye milva alpe. It's the other way around. The loyve doesn't, there was a milva bishtar, the malva has a schus to be goyve from a shibodim, and now the loyve wants that he should be mevatar on this schus and it should become again a milva alpe. And the loiva is paying the malva for this, and he's, the malva is overcharging him. So that is another case of mechirish shtoreis d'araisa. Now, this case I really don't understand too well, because Bishlema, the first case, it's very good, it's a shtar kinyan. The loiva is mishabed himself to the malva. It's with a shtar, and the malva is paying for it. If it was a milva bishtar, it's not pshat, is you're selling back. I'm giving what I have to the loiva. I mean, you're not giving, the first of all, the shtar was written to the malva. So how, by giving back that shtar, it's not so poshut that the loiva should be kind of the shibut. And really, it's not pshat that the loiva is kind of the shibud. It's that the malva is mevata on the shibud. He's meichel the shibud. It becomes a milva al peh. It's difficult to understand that there should be a mechire mitzad, the malva to the loiva, that the malva is selling the shibud to the loiva. Pshat is this, no, he's not selling the shibud. He's mevata on the shibud. There's no shibud. So it becomes a milva al peh. Now, a third mahalach. Now, Taisa had a problem. We have a gemore in Mishameis that seems mechirish toris is ad rabona. We have a gemore in Azov that seems mechirish toris is ad reise. Rabbeinu chayim nire de konem in a teire. It's konem in a teire. Im yesh leloive karkois. If the loiva has karkois, shemoicha loy shibud sheyesh loy bekarkois. He sells them the shibud he has in the karka. So now, the malva says, the Rabbeinu Chaim says that the case that we have a mechirish tois, the raisa is, that the malve is selling to a lekeach, a choif, that when the loive has karkois, when the loive has karkois, so then, through the mechire, moicha loy shibud sheyesh loy bekarkois. Then he's selling him the shibud that he has in the karka. So the Maram Shif has tzakashe. It would seem from the Lashon of Rabbeinu Chaim that he's selling him the Shibud Karke. That means he can sell a Shibud Karke. So, frekte Maram Shif, so why do you need a miut of shtores, einay no le shtores? We have a limud einay no le karkois. If the mechire is the Shibud Karke, and the Shibud Karke you can sell min ha-teire, so that I know from Einay No Le Karkois. This kasha, the Maram Shif asks on Rab Chaim. In Chedushi Rab Ruven and Baba Basra, he brings from a Pnei Yeshua, that not pshat is you're selling the shibud. Pnei Yeshua says, da hashtar atzmai hu hachefetz hanimkar. You're selling the shtar. V'gam ha-shibudim hu me'etzem ha-shtar. That means in the shtar is kolol the shibud. Since the shtar makes the shibud, so by giving over the shtar, you acquire a shibud in the karka. But the dover ha-nimker is not the shibud karka. The dover ha-nimker is the shtar. The shtar is metaltalim. And he explains as follows. He says, he brings the Rishonim and get poshut that say, for example, if Reuven purchased a karka from Shimon, and in the shtar it says, Shimon says, I'm selling you my karka. So if Reuven will take this shtar, this is a shtar kinyan, he acquired the karka through Shimon with this shtar, and he gives it over to Levi, Levi is kind of the karka. But if Reuven was kind of the karka with Chazoke, and he has a shtar raya from Shimon that he bought the karka, and then he'll give over this shtar raya to Levi, Levi will not be kind of the karka. So that means like this, a shtar that one acquired a kinyan through the shtar, by giving over the shtar to someone else, Yena will acquire the kinyan. If I didn't acquire a kinyan through the shtar, then Yena will acquire what I acquired, since I didn't get it through the shtar. So Memela, Reuven says that pshat and toisus. You're selling the shtar. Everything is kolol in the shtar. The dover hanimker is the shtar. If you kind of the shtar, you kind of the shibud that the shtar made. But if the shtar would not have made the shibud, so it's only a shtar raya. So by giving over a shtar raya, you won't be kind of anything. But if there's a shibud karke, so this shtar made a shibud karke, so this is a shtar that made a kinyan shibud, by selling this shtar to someone else, he will acquire a kinyan shibud minatay. So these are the three mahalchim in Taisus, and let us go further in the Gemara. Hekdeshes, we had in the Mishnah, that there's no einor by hekdish, o makro ochiv. Leisainu ish es ochiv. Ochiv v'loi hekdish. So we see the iserano, or the whole concept of einor, is only from ochiv, but not from hekdish. Fine. Now, the Gemara is going to go back to the beginning of the sugya. The beginning of the sugya, we said, how do you know that there's no einor by karke? Because the posuk says, oikono miyada misecho, dovo hanikne miyad liyad. So dovo hanikne miyad liyad means metaltlim. So we see in the parsha of einor, the parsha was only said by metaltalim and not by karke. Maskiv lo rabbe bar mamal. So rabbe bar mamal asked the kasha that on this whole drash, kol heicha dechsiv yodoi, yodoi mamishu, that means your medayik oikono miyada misecho, something that's nimser miyad liyad, yad means yad mamish, and Memela, so which the Pasuk is speaking about, Metaltalim, Elo Meyato, Dersiva Yikach, Kol Artsoi Miyodoi. There's a Pasuk, Vayikach is Kol Artsoi Miyodoi. So what shall he took Artsoi Miyodoi? What does Yodoi mean over there? Hochinami the Kol Are Biyodoi Avenokidloi. The Yodoi means literally his hand. Elo Mershusoi. Yodai means Rishusai. Vayikach is called Arzai Miyodai. He took away his, the country from him, from his Rishus. So Memele, Hochenami, Mershusai. So how do you know to build a halacha that the whole parsha of Eino is only Dovor and Nimser Miyad Liyad? because it says ikonomiyadami secho. The translation of yad can mean rishus, just like vikach kol alzei miyodei means mishus. So the pasuk can be speaking about karka also. Who told you that yad has to mean literally yad, and it means metalfla? So the Gemara says, v'chol heichet d'chsiv yodei lav yodei mamishu. What are you saying? I'm wrong. Yodei means rishus. Hosanya, we learned a posik, im hi motzei ti motzei biyodai. This is a posik by Gneve. Ein li elo yodai. Et zdavke fi ganvid biyodai. Gagoi chatzeiroi vekalfi foi minayim. Tamad loime im hi motzei ti motzei mikol moke. So we see over there that the taich of yodai means yodai, not rishusoi. If it means rishus, you don't need a posik achotza. It says imotzi tamotzi b'rishusoi. So kochach yodai means yodai. Agavuche yodai mistama means here meshiche. That the ganav made a meshiche b'yodai. That's l'chere the taich of yodai. It doesn't mean l'chere kinyin yad, because it would be very difficult to make a kinyin yad mishir ba'atzer. That he should be kaina asher with a kinyan yad is very difficult. So kochach yodi means meshiche. So imotzi tamotzi, I think the chedusherim says yodi means meshiche. So imotzi tamotzi be yodi means meshiche. Ein leile yodi, if he made a meshiche, how do you know who was nichnas l'shusoy without a meshiche? Gagoi chatzayi v'kafif o'minayim. Tamalay mimotzi timotzi mikol moke. Time at the kosa brachmoni mimotzi timotzi. So I have a riboy that if the gneiver finds himself in your issues without a maisa meshich, he also become a gana. Halav ochi, hava mine kolecha dechsiv yodo, yode mamishu. It means that he made a maisa gneiver be yodo. Vesusan yo, another place. It says by get vinosan be yodo. Ainly elo yodo gago chatzeiro kafif aminam. How do you know if the get was not put biyodo? Was put in her shoes, tamaloy me benosan mikol moke. Time at the cause of Rachmona benosan. Holavoch yavina kolecha the cause of yodo yodo mamish. So the mother is asking at the maksha, you're asking that how do you know to be made metaltalim? Maybe yodo means reshus. And the male of it means rishu, so the posik of Einor speaking about karka also, we see clearly that yodi means yodi, and that's we need ribuyim by gneve, by, for that chotzer, two chotzer becomes a ganev, and anisha becomes nizgarish, if the get was put bechatzera. But pashte tikro, yodi means yodi mamish. So the Gemara says, elo kol yodo yodi mamishu. Yodi means mamish. Vishani hosom, so are you brought a rai vikach kalalse me yodoi, the lekalameima hochi elabushusi. That means if I have a hechech from the pashti deko, you can't say vikach kalalse me yodoi, it means me yodoi. So there, yodoi means vishusi. But without a hechech, yodoi means yodoi, mamish. So it says, ikonami yadam isecho, means it was a kinyimi yad li yad. That means a kinyimi shiche. But speaking about metaltal, was a kinyan by a dova nimsa miyad liyad. So mamela, so our miyut is a good miyut. Zot Rashi. Yodei mamishu, the kadaikis, lael miyada misecho metaltalim davke hanikochim miyad liyad. It's speaking about an article that can be nimsa from one yad to another yad. Chinami mishusai. Chinami mishusai mischa koma. Vafilo kako is nami b'mashma. How do you know to be mamayit kaka? Ainly she is chayiv keif. Lele bezman shalok ha-biyode. That the ganev took the gneve biyode. He stole biyode. Mere mishich gag. He chatzei re kafif minayi. Shim nichnisi shom. It entered the chotza without him making a mishich. V'no al b'fonel. And he shut it. There's a famous k'toys. The k'toys says that you need a maise gneve. That means even though you didn't steal it and you become a ganef to a kinyan chotza, but you need, in order to be have chiyuvi gneve, you need a maise gneve. V'noal before ne'el legonva, he had a locked the door. If the door locked by itself, he wouldn't become a ganef just by wanting to steal with kinyan chotza. But you need a maise gneve. V'noal before ne'el legonva. Binaim shekonsoloi chatzere umischayev keifel. Amaleim ibnosim mikol mokin, this is by get. Lexiv ubiyodo yitneno. So it says, v'nosim baistoi safilu bachatzere. So Mora says, b'shani hosom, bayikach es kol arzoi, because there you can't say yodoi means yodoi mamash, so there I say yodoi means rishusa. Boy Rabbi Zeire, Schiris Yeshloy Oino Oy Einloy Oino. Is there Oino by Schiris? If someone rents something, someone will rent Metaltlum. We know that by Metaltlum there's Oino. That's me selling Metaltlum. What if he rents Metaltlum and he overcharges him? Is there a din Oino by Schiris Metaltlum? What's the shaila? Not a house, is car, kalachai. We're talking of, he rented a car. He rented a car, rented a metaltalim, a behemim. Okay, so mamele, so this is metaltalim, and by metaltalim does I know. So is the I know only by mechiris metaltalim? I feel by schiris metaltalim. That's Rabbi Zeirish shaila. Schiris yesh lo yeino, oi ein lo yeino. And what are the study of Shaila? Memker Omer Rachmone, the parsha of eino was said by Memker, by Sally. Avol lo yischiris. But this is not Memker, this is schiris. Oi dulme lo yishno. Maybe schiris is also a din eino. If he was, you overcharged the seicher, you underpaid the masker. This din eino. Omar le'yabaye. Miksiv memkar le'yoylom. Does it say, b'chisim kiru memkar le'yoylom? Does the pasuk say it's, he sold something forever? Memkar stomachsiv. He sold something. It doesn't say for how long the thing was sold. V'haynami b'yoymei mechiru. Schiris is a mechire l'yoymei. So we learned this Gemara. So the Gemara is beautiful. That the Gemara is magdir. Schiris is a mechire l'yoymei. If I rent a car for a month, so pshad is, I bought it for a month. It's not mine forever. It's a mechira liyayme. So memele, so it's nichlal, v'chisim keru memkal. This is also a mechira. Nami biyayme mechira hi. Now let us see, there's a merdike treisus over here, and a merdike machleke sarishayne. V'hai b'yoymei mechirehi, teimo, the perkama the vaydezore, muchach the schiris, loikoni, mi Yisrael, shesot the schiris loikoni, schiris is loikoni. The Gemara is mechir that schiris loikoni, from two dinim, mi Yisrael, shesot ha'apora mikoyim, imiloi lebeis dira omru. Now, let us explain. The Maritz Chaya says the Tosfos, the first Raya of Tosfos, is we Tosfos doesn't mean from that case. Tosfos means from the next case. But let's first start by the second case. We'll go back to the first case. The Gemara is a Shaila. Is Schiris Koni or Schiris Loikoni? We'll pretty soon elaborate what it's Todi HaShaila. Is schiris koine, is schiris is loikon. So the Gemara brings two rayas that schiris loikon. One raya is, let's go to the second case. The second case is that a yid is not allowed to rent to a goy a dire, because he's going to bring avodah zarah, and it's leisavi teyevel beisecha. So the Gemara says, if yischiris is koni, so what's the problem? It's the guy's house. Zaraye schiris loikon. That's one raya, schiris loikon. A second raya, the Gemara brings, and this is the Maratzchai Satesis means really from this case. There's a case as follows. A Kohen rented a pora from a Yisrael. And mezainis of olav, he's mechuyif to give it mezainis. That's from the obligations of the seich. He's mechuyif to give it mezainis. So the Gemara declares, is he allowed to give it truma? Is he allowed to give it truma? So it says, Claude, the kain is not allowed to give it truma. Why? Because schir is like koni. That means if schir is koni, so it's his behemet. Now it's his behemet. And mechir is the yomet. So schir is like koni. So Taisa says two gemores in avodah zarah that schiris loikoni. So memele Taisa says a kashe. So here our gemore says, "By said what's the shal memke?" It says memke leilam. Memke leyim is also a memke. Here it would seem that it's a memke leyim. There it says schiris loikon. So the Rabbi Chanan and Kovet Zaoris. Simon and Gimel and Yebomis. The Stipler, Simon, Tess and Avodah Zarah, explain Shitas HaTosfos as follows. They say as follows. They say, well, let's just appreciate what Tosfos held, and we'll appreciate Tosfos Kash. Tosfos understood as follows. The Gemara is a pilpul in Avodah Zarah is schiris koni or schiris loikon. So the stipler, what's the shayla of the Gemara? He says you can understand you can learn two pshatim in schiris. One pshat you can learn in schiris, that schiris is pshat, I'm using your article, I'm being mishtamish with your article, and schiris means I have a right to use your article. I have a schus shimush in your thing. That is the taish schirus loikoni. Whose house is the guy living in? The Yid's house. Whose behemah is the kohen working with? The Israel's behemah. Schirus means that I purchased the right to use your behemah. I purchased the right to live in your house. But the house belongs to you. The behemah belongs to you. And that is the taish schiris loikoni. You're not koine the house. I was koine the right to use your house. That's the taish schiris loikoni. So memele, so that means I'm using yours. So taish said, I'm going to kekashe. Teime. It says, v'chisim keru memke. The parsha of Aino was said, by Memke, something was sold. Here, nothing was sold. It's the Dova Haniska still belongs to the original owner, and I have a right to use yours. So that's not Memke. That's the Tema of Taisvis. Now, before we see Taisvis Teretz, there are Rishonim in Avodah Zarah and Rishonim above Metziah. That a chilek on Taisvis. They hold, no, that's not pshat. No. Schiris is a mechel yoyme. That means it's mine for shimush. That means when I rent a house, that means whose house is it? For shimush, for living, it's my house. For all other purposes, it's your house. But it's my house for living here. It's my behemah, when the kohen rents it, it's my behemah for working with it. It's a guf leperis. Afal pikein, the Gemara says, but that when it's your house for living, that doesn't make it ois house of the Yisraels. That means it's yours for living, but for all other purposes, it still belongs to the owner of the house. That means it's yours for living. You can live there. That's it. So it's yours for living. It's a guf leperes. But for all other purposes, it still belongs to the meicher. Still belongs to the masker. Still belongs to the masker. So in the pasuk says, Leisovi teye ve'el beisecho, we have to be done. Who is the true bailim of the house? The one who has a guf leperes, or the one who the house belongs to him for all other purposes? So the Gemara says, he's the true Bailim. That way you have a guf leperes with dust that doesn't make that it's your house. You have a kinyan the house to live there. But you have to clear, who does the house belong to? The house belongs to the masker. Who does the behemoth belong to? The behemoth belongs to the masker. That's how many Rishonim learn Pshat in the Gemara and Avodah Zarah. So according to that Pshat, we have no problem with our Gemara. Our Gemara is very good. That means, but this transaction of renting a behemoth is a transaction of Mecher. I'm selling you the behemoth L'Shimush. There's a mechira over here. It's yours, L'Shimush. I'm called the true Bailim. But the transaction is a transaction of mechira. That was what Abayis Taina was. Abayis said, Hato mechira l'olam ksiv. This is also a mechira. There was a transaction, there was a mesiris habailis legabe dire from the masker to the seicher. So there's a parsha veino. So therefore, the Rishonim had no problem with Tosfos Kasha. If you know the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says, Schiris Leikonya means that it doesn't make it ois bias of the masker. It doesn't make it ois bayim of the Yisrael. So you can't give a bayim of Yisrael to Yitrume. You can't bring Avodah Zarah in a bias of a yid. But the zikr was a transaction over here. There was a mecha. There was a mechira leyayma. Legabi the dire. It's sold to you. It's yours to live there. So mamela Tosfos Kasha finds it nishtam. Tosfos had a different shat in the Gemara. Tosfos lam shat in the Gemara that schiris is not a kinyan at all in the guf habayis. I'm using your house. I'm living in your house. I possess nothing in the house. I have a right to use your house. So memele, so that's not mecher. I'm using your house. That's chiris. So Tosfos says a tamer. So Tosfos says I'm going to kikash you. So how does our Gemara stem with the Gemara and Avodah Zarah? That is Tosfos Kasha. V'yesh loyma. That's a Swiss teretz. So the Maram Shif says, he says, you learn the Gemara, the Gemara doesn't sound like that in the Gemara. The Gemara clears a shayla, memke omar rachmone v'loy schiris. So the Gemara Klav Shaila, Memker is not Schiris. And Abaye that said it is good is because Miksiv Memker Lo'ilom, Memker Stomach Siv. So, the Shaila, you learn Agamora Elech, the Shaila is, does Memker mean Memker Lo'ilom? Does Memker mean Memker Lo'ilom? That's the Shaila of the Gemara. Tosfos asked the Kasha, it's not a Memker in Gansen. Nothing is being sold. Nothing is being sold. So why is there a din eino? Rochi gabi eino ksiv memke miyutel. There's an extra memke that's mar beschiris. So the Mamshim says, our Gemara doesn't look like that. He doesn't see that in our Gemara. Number one. And number two, there's an extra memke. Memke, the Gemara said, we need to be memayit shtoris. That's what the Gemara said. The memke something is that she used. That's the davar animka. Fine. Now, Lemaise Pshat in Taisvis could be, first of all, I think I saw someone says that what Taisvis says, Memker Miyuta, it's Miyuta, the Mamshifesk is not Miyuta, you need it to be Mamayit Shtoris. So someone says the extra mem is miyuta. Why does this say memker? Memker is miyuta. Memker is miyuta. So it could be memker means like taisvis and avodah zarah is also like our taisvis. Taisvis says mecher koldahu. Memker, that means we're minimizing the mecher. It's a memker kodo. We learn that from the word memker. Forget it. And that kufa could be that's what Abaye is saying. It to say memker lo'ilam. Doesn't say memker lo'ilam. So in memker, what Taisvis means, dachsachmeh, Taisvis means to say there's a mecher on the schus shimush. That means that there's no mecher on the house. That's 100% true. You're not selling. We're talking about a metaltlin. You're not selling the metaltlin. But the shimush, the schus shimush, I am selling. And the Torah, I don't have any schus. I have a schus to use your house. But I'm selling you a schus shimush in my house. So that's a memker kodu. And that the Torah was marbe, that is also a din I know. Could be that's pshat in Taisvis. Zok te gemore weiter. Boi rove. Chitin vizor on bekarke. Mahu. Yesh lahem I know. Oi en lahem I know. Kiman di shadion bekade damien biyesh le meino, oidilma botlinu al gav al. Now, the Gemara has, let us just first understand what the shayla of the Gemara is. Yesh lehem meino im machron. Now, perhaps to understand a little better the Gemara, the tour brings down this Shaila. The tour brings down as follows, and the Bach says could be Rashi learned like this, and I think Taisvis Zicha learned like this. So let us just say, for practical purposes, that this is the case in the Gemara. The Tur Zicha says this is the case in the Gemara. The Tur says, Mocha lechaveroi karke v'omar zrativ koroi. Now, let us just say what the case is. The case is a person is selling a karke. Now, let us just be Megashim Dinyan. Let us say, you sell a karke that's not zorua, the price is $1,000. I'm zoreya the whole karke. Let's say in the karke, I invest 5 saw of zoy. I planted the whole karke. So I'm not selling you a karke, a plain karke. I'm selling you a karke zorua bizoy. But we are speaking about, nothing happened yet. It didn't start. It was a nishash. Nothing started growing. I'm selling you a karke. That's zorua with 5 saw of zroim. And I'm overcharging you on the zroim. Now, on the karke, if I overcharge you, this ain't in the kakoi. So there's not what to talk about. But the price that I'm selling you is because there's 5 saw of zroim in this karke, which as yet did not become nishrash, and I'm charging you for these zroim,
And the shaila is, I'm overcharging you. Now the shaila of the Gemara is, what halacha does these zroim have at the present time b'shas the mechira? They're not nishchash yet. So there's a svara to say these zroim are metaltalim, because it's what's the difference if they're lying in a pitcher, if they're lying in the karka? They didn't start growing yet. So these zroim are metaltalim. I'm being ma'ani you on the zroim. The Gemara will speak about the case, how the Einor was. So this is called Einor's metaltalim. Or maybe not. Since I'm selling you the zroim in the karke, so I'm mevatel the zroim to the karke, so the zroim get a din karke. That is the shaila of the Gemara. Now let us see again the lashon of the Gemara. Boi rove, chitin vizoron bekarke, and we'll say like the tour, for practical purposes, he's selling him a karke with the chitim shezoron bekarke, and there was a ino on the chitim. Yesh lahem ino, o yein lahem ino. Do you say, since the chitim were not nishrash, is command the shodion bekade domyin, so it's equivalent ki ilu the chitim were in a pitcher, v'yesh l'mayno, so it's mamish mechiras betaltalim, so b'meilu de zayno, v'idulme botlinu al gav are. He was mevatalit al gav are, he wants that his roim should be in the karke, so because of that, it gets a din karke, v'ineinu le karkois. So that's the shayla of this chitim, that he was zayrei in the karke. Now let us again see Rashi. Yesh l'mayno im mochom, he sold them, and the Bach says he sold them together with the kark. And the shayla is, on these zroim. But linu agav are, he was mevatel them, this becomes an intrinsic chelik of the kark. It's a karka zorua, v'neino l'karkois. U'bishaloi hishrishu koi. It's speaking about there was no hashroshe. It did not root, so you have zroim munochim tachas hakarke. Do they have a din metaltlim? Do they have a din karke? So now the Gemara wants to figure out what was the case of the Eino. Hechidom. Ilay medoma ihu shadoi boshita. He said, I planted 6 saw of chitim in the karke. So therefore I'm charging you for a karke with, which has in it 6 saw of chitim. Va'osu sadi va'omri, d'loishode bo elechamishe. He only put 5 saw in the karke. So memele, so the shaila is, so this, einoshtus, that's a shayla. Does it have a din karke? Does it have a din metaltalim? Frek de gemore for Omar Rove, kol dovo shebemido v'shebemishko v'shebeminyin afilu poches michdei eino chayzer. Frek de gemore, so if that is the case, this is not the parsha of eino. This is a mekach tois. And Memele, it has nothing to do with Hilchas Eino. If there was a Eino in the amount that was sold, he said there was 5 saw sold, and there were 6 saw sold, so this has nothing to do, this is Afilopochus Mishtus, your Chayzer, so within by Karki, you also Chayzer. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Shadoi zorati bo sheish soin. He said, I put in sheish soin. Chayzer, the mekach toisu, the behedye perish beches kaskei. This is a mekach tois. He said, I put in 6 so. Ve'ene kei. And it's not, he didn't put in 6 so, he put in 5 so. Bekivin shem mekach toisu, since it's a mekach tois, afilu botulu agav arev, afilu it's bottled to the karka, afilu according to that tzad, it's bottled to the karka, chayza. So the din is, you chayza from the whole Mecca. Nehei de imit karkois mi din oino, from din oino karka was nismayit. So oino means that it was overcharged, underpaid. But midin mekach tois loyimit. But if there was a mekach tois loyimit, shrei ein ze mecha. A mekach tois is not a mecha. He told them he's selling him 6 so, and he's selling him 5 so. Tadaita da hocheleis of it. So if that is the case, so there's no shaila. Whatever it is, it's kalke, it's metaltalim. I feel it's kalke, it's also the mekach is bottle because it's a mekach tois. Let us see taisvis. Kol davar shebemide, I feel a pochis mechdei einachais. Hochem hashme, the rove mairi af pekakois. This din, that if you said you're selling a certain amount and you sell less than that amount, so this is applicable afilu by karke. Nami perek yish mekadish, the comma of a karke nami leim rinin. When do we say that is a shaila of a no ella the polig baumdene? If they made chalukas hakakois, and the chalukah was according to the shavius of each karke, so then we'll have Shaila of the one piano. Avol polig b'mishchese. But if they made a chaluke with measuring, and that each one is supposed to get a certain amount, afilu pochis michdei oino chayza. The omar of it, kol dovo shebemida chayza. B'chayza dekoma, aine shemekach boto legamri, ki demuchat haishatoide, v'shili asvine. So that means this is considered a mekach tois. If you made up, I'm selling a certain amount, and you do not give this amount, this is a mekach tois. Oh, you know, I mean something else. I told you I'm selling you a pound of potatoes. I sell you a pound of potatoes. I'm overcharging you for a pound, or you're underpaying for a pound. That's the parsha v'ino. That means what we spoke out to be purchased is being purchased. You're getting a pound of potatoes. The shaila is, if you're overcharged, you're underpaid. But if you say, I'm selling one thing, I'm selling you a pound, and you give him a half a pound, so then this is not totally in dine oino, this is a mekach tois, nevelopochus mishtos, the mekach is bot. The kosher, the beperik base kur tenam, base kur offer ani moichaloch, Mido bechebel. I'm gonna sell you a base kur offer. Mido bechebel means it's measured with a chebel, means an exact measurement. It has the dimensions of a base kur. That's what he told him. It says further in the Mishnah, piches kolshu. What happens if when he sold them the karke, he did not give him the full dimensions? It's yinake. So he deducts from the price. Hoise kol shuhu, he gave him more than the dimensions of a base school. Yatsa, so he pays him. Lekech pays him. Upeirish Rashbam osam, so there we see Amoyer de Kezach. Lekheire there, the toys was in the dimensions. And there it says, you deduct, or you pay more. And there it's not called a mekach tois. Upeirish Rashbam also. Tohod oma rove dechoyze. Ay, rove said, a tois shebemido b'mishkol b'minyin yechoyze, the mekach is bottle. Loi have it b'karkois. The Rashbam says it's not b'karke. Because l'peirushay meyochim. And here, it says, Klon, the Gemara not like this. Our Gemara says, if he told him he's selling him 6 so, and he sells him 5 so, afilu, we will say, that has a din of karke, it's bottle agav karke, but it's a dover shebemida b'mishka b'minyin and yechoyza. So the Rashbam is very schwer from our Gemara. But leader, so we have to understand the Mishnah in Beisko. Yishloim et ahosam eina ima amoicha modati sheyesh po Beisko. It's not speaking about that the Moicha told him, I measured it and it's a Beisko. If b'shas the mechire, there was an agreement he's selling a Beisko, then he'd be choyza kederove, because then it's a tois b'mido, and that's called a mekach tois. He didn't sell a beisko, a filu, there's a small tois. So what's the case over there? Elastoma oima kach, he said, it's around the beisko, v'sova hoya moicha shiesh kach, ulekach a mekach kaim. Taisvis and Baba Basra explains this a little better. Taisvis and Baba Basra says that when they came to sell the kalke, they as yet did not measure the kalke. And the Moicha told the Leker, this is around the base score. I don't know exactly how many. We'll measure it. We'll see if it's a little more, it's a little less. I'm charging you for a base score. If it's a little more than a basko, you have to pay me more money. If it's a little less than a basko. But the whole mekach or memke was under the understanding that could be it's less than a basko, could be it's more than a basko. So in such a case, it's not a mekach toys. But if you would tell him, Takel, I'm selling you a basko, then if there's a mash or less, it's a mekach toys. Ushloim b'dahos, meinem ha-mecha madati, shesh b'basko, dos vadi yechoyse k'darobet. I think it's around the base score. And we're going to measure it and we'll see later exactly what it is and then we'll adjust the price accordingly. So that's why the mekach is kaim. Vim toima, fatois is not, the Gemara has problems to figure out the akimta. But the kimta there was a no. The Gemara says if he told him he's selling him six, it's only five, so it's a no. In time, leima the yoda the shoda shite. We're speaking about, he told them, I'm selling you six so. He takis put in six so. Umaycha yaisi mishavyoi. But he's selling six so more than the market price of six so. Vikivin dizarinu. So I'm selling you six so. Dilme bottle agav karke. So the shaila is, I'm overcharging you on these zroim. A poshita case, I'm overcharging you on the zroim. And the shaila is, these zroim, do they have a din metaltum, they have a din of karke. Beishloima, so Taisvi says, be'inyin zeh, if that would be the case, pshita di yesheino, Shamecher einei toli bekarke ela bechiti shebishuk. That means if the oino is based because chitim cost less, so then it's irrelevant what the chitim are now karke, they have a din karke. But we have to look, the oino is because the price of chitim metaltum is so much, and I'm overcharging you. That is called einos metaltum. This is a mir de kechidish in Taisvis. The Nesivis and Simen Reish Chav Zayin Sirkot Nechov brings down that the Ramban is choylik on this. The Ramban holds that even though the Sibis atois is in metaltalim, but the market price of chitim are b'shuk, but since the dova hanimke is a din karke, so memele, so it has a din of inos karke, while kaponim, taisvis, is chaylik on that.